This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
Como estas? You're listening to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we have a very special episode for you. While I was busy in Vegas at the Latin Grammys, Josh was much luckier than me. He actually traveled to Argentina and Uruguay. I think this has become a bit of an annual South American trek for him, which is wonderful for us because he always brings some great interviews and music. Today's episode is dedicated to Uruguay, our second annual episode. This is a very small country, not a large population, but I think at least half of the population is made up of talented musicians because there's so much great stuff coming from Uruguay these days. And Josh brought not one, but four interviews with different artists, including one of my favorites, Juan Campodónico, also Santel Es a Mí. So I think you had a great time, right, Josh?
I did, Ernesto. And according to your math, I've calculated that Uruguay, a country of 3 million people, has approximately 1.5 million bands. It feels sometimes like that there. It's such a great place. And, you know, admittedly, I had always been biased in favor of Argentina, having lived there and worked there. I know, since you're from Argentina as well, I think musically in past, we had musical leanings towards Argentina. But, you know, I fell in love with Uruguay last year, and there is something to be said. It's a more tranquil place, the city of Montevideo, much smaller than Buenos Aires. But music scene there is just fascinating. Really great indie scene there. And I was excited to come back with four interviews from some of the leading lights. And so today we're going to be joined by members of Santel Es a Mí, a group that we've played quite a bit on this show, a group with a French name, but truly Uruguayan indie rockers for fans of groups like Foals and Franz Ferdinand. We're also joined by Juan Campodónico. He is really probably the glue that holds Uruguay's scene together. First, as a member of a hard rock group in the 90s called Peyote Asesino, but now currently as a member of the electro tango crew Bajo Fondo and as a producer of many of Uruguay's biggest bands. We're also joined by Ricky Musso, a musician who was the guitarist in one of Uruguay's biggest rock group, Cuarteto de Nos. And then we're also joined by Santi Mostafa, a Uruguayan rapper and MC who I'm very fond of. And Ernesto, I understand we're going to kick the show off with some new music.
Yes, I thought it was fitting before we go to those interviews to play some really mainstream commercial Uruguayan pop rock. And when you talk about the mainstream of Uruguayan pop rock music, of course, you're talking about the band called No Te Va a Gustar, which is in a way a music critic's nightmare, that name, because it means you will not like it. But that's not the case because No Te Va a Gustar has even toured the US. They are popular throughout Latin America, but especially in Uruguay. So this is their new single. We're listening to the band from Uruguay, No Te Va a Gustar, with the song Comodín.
Hey. Mírame más que nunca. No soy tu segunda opción. Escúchame más que nunca. No soy tu segunda opción. Esa ciudad que una vez se me hundió. Quiero cruzar esta cruel realidad. Quiero cruzar de la mano con vos. Quiero zafar del estado el consumo, el mercado del tiempo sin tener reloj. Quiero saber si me sirve pensar. Quiero saber si me sirve ser yo. ¿Y tu postura cuál es? Tener algo de humildad. Saber decir si está bien. Saber. Neutral a puro corazón. Quiero salir a perder y a ganar. Discutiré con tu Dios y mi Dios. Quiero saber si la culpa es de todos o son unos pocos que siembran terror. Voy a buscarte hasta reventar, hasta que el cielo se nos parta en dos. ¿Si tu postura cuál es? Feroz. Dejaré de atacar y avanzar. Trataré de invertir el dolor. Quiero zafar del estrés inventado por miedo al pecado de no ser mejor. Quiero saber si me sirve doblar para esquivar tanta información. ¿Y tu postura cuál es? Tener algo de humildad. Saber decir si está bien. Saber decir si está. ¿Y tu postura cuál es?
That was Tu Postura by Uruguayan band Once Tiros. This is an episode dedicated to Uruguay. And now we're going to the streets of Montevideo, where Josh is there interviewing one of our favorite bands lately here in the show. This is Sante Lizami with Josh from Uruguay.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, and we are in Montevideo, Uruguay, doing our, I guess now, almost annual Uruguay episode. I'm very excited to be with Diego Traverso from one of our favorite new groups in recent years, Sante Lizami, which I think I finally am pronouncing correctly, I hope.
It's okay. Sante Lizami.
I love that this is a Uruguayan band with a French name, and of course, the song that we play the most is called Brazil, which I think, Brasil, which makes you very international in my book. You know, we had you on the show last year when I was in Montevideo, but, you know, a lot's happened. And so I was hoping we could talk a little bit about the group and the music scene. Now, I do have to tell our listeners, Funny backstory, when I met you almost 2 years ago at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, you have a double life. You were working, I believe, with the government to sponsor a Uruguay showcase at South by Southwest. You happened to mention that your own band had opened shows for Franz Ferdinand and Foles, two of my favorite groups, and I told you, actually, I want to hear your album more than anybody's. So a week later, I listened to it, and I was obsessed with the song Brasil, and very fortunate that your album finally did come out in the United States last year. So just tell us a little bit, you know, for those listeners who haven't heard Santé Les Amis before, what are some of the group's influences and just a little bit of history with the group?
We listen a lot of music, but on the vibe we play some kind of rock, electronic, but we like bands as Talking Heads, as LCD Sound System, or maybe some bands from here, from Latin America, as Sumo. This is a band from Argentina that I like a lot. And it's that kind of stuff. Rock with some percussion, some noises, electronics.
And so now that your album has come out in the United States, and I understand that the song Brasil was featured actually in the very popular soccer video game FIFA, has that changed things for you guys? Do you have a new audience? What's been happening for Santé Les Amis before and after the FIFA video game experience? For those of you who are soccer video game fans, you've probably heard this song before.
We have new fans from other parts from the world, as, I don't know, countries as Mexico or maybe some country from Africa. It's very weird that what happens when a video game is so famous play your music. So the people go to the internet, to our Video Brasil, and the Video Brasil now has 200,000 players in YouTube, and before the video game has only 20,000, 30,000, 40,000. So the video game is really watching now.
Well, I think we should actually play the song. We're going to take a listen to Santé Les Amis and the first single, and probably my favorite track. This is the song Brasil from their album Sudamericana on Nacional Records. If you're just joining us, this is the Latin Alternative and our spotlight on Uruguay's music scene. We're joined today by Diego Traverso from Santa Les Amis. You just heard the song Brasil. And, you know, Diego, there's something special. You know, I ask all the Uruguayan artists this when they're on the show. This is a country with only 3 million people. You know, you're the neighbor of Argentina with 10 times the population. And yet it seems like on a per capita basis, you know, Uruguay is just producing some great bands, not just like the underground artists, but, you know, No Te Va Gustar, who are huge now, not just in Uruguay and Argentina, but in Mexico, and really making a name for themselves in the United States. What do you think? What is it about Uruguay and why a small country is producing so much great music, whether it's rock or hip-hop or electronica?
Uruguay has a lot of tradition in music and all of kind of arts, but maybe in music, what's happened the last maybe 10 years is that musicians are more professional to develop the projects. So now from a musician from Uruguay is real to live from the music. 10 years ago, if you say that you are a musician and you want to live with your music, people say that you are crazy. But now, bands as No Te Va Gustar, they have a lot of fans all over Latin America, and so you can do music from here for a while to the world. Now it's possible.
Excellent. Well, Diego, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to wrap things up and play another song that I really like on your album. This is Dormido from Santa Les Amis from their latest album, Sudamericana.
I'm Diego,
and I'm Nicholas,
and we are Santa Les Amis, and you are listening to The Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, and if you're just joining us, we are doing our special Uruguay episode. This is actually our second episode dedicated to Uruguay. I had the privilege of coming here last year, and I fell in love with a country that only has 3 million people, and it feels like 3 million bands, perhaps. I'm very happy to be joined by perhaps El Mero Mero, perhaps the most important producer and the man who connects much of the whole scene here, Juan Campodónico. I want to welcome him to the show. We are super fans of his group, Campo. He's also a member of the group Peo de Asesino, which was a pioneering sort of hip-hop metal group. And, of course, a member of Bajo Fondo, which is an electro-tango-oriented act. And he's produced Cuarteto de Nos, a lot of our favorite groups from Uruguay. Juan, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Always good to have you here. Last year, we talked to you quite a bit about the scene. We'd love to have you update us a little bit. First off, why is this country of only 3 million people producing so much great rock, hip-hop, electronic music?
I don't know. There's a big tradition in popular music here. It's a very particular kind of mix of cultures, this country, with the African, South American people, the European people came here, French, Italian, Spanish, and we are also in Latin America. It's a very particular. We are a small country between both big countries in South America, Argentina and Brazil. So we have a lot of influences from our neighbors. It's a very particular kind of style, the Uruguayan music. Yesterday, a friend and a big writer and journalist, music journalist, Andrés Torrón, presented a new book about 111
Uruguayan albums.
Uruguayan albums. It takes 111 records from the 50s to the last decade. Looking at the different musicians and styles of music in that canon, in that list, it's very interesting to see how the Uruguayan music evolves.
I had the privilege of attending last night this book release for the 111 Uruguayan albums. And I have to say, I mean, again, it's something that you don't expect for a country of its size to have this lengthy, you know, not just musical history, but so well documented, the fact that coffee table style book with this great presentation. It was very cool. Obviously, you may not find it at your local Barnes & Noble in the United States, but if you're in Uruguay, in Montevideo, be sure to pick it up. It's called 111 discos uruguayos, or 111 Uruguayan albums. So I wanted to actually, this is a good segue, talking about very Uruguayan sound. So here at the Latin Alternative, we're super fans of your group, Campo. We've played a lot of songs from that album. But last year, you did a remixes album, and I thought that was very interesting. There was a version of your song, Heartbreaks, which we like a lot. And that song is sung in English, but the remix added a lot of candombe influence and a lot of horns. Tell us a little bit about that, and then I think we'll go ahead and play the song.
Heartbreaks is, in this remix, is a kind of this mix.
Stripped down.
Yeah. It's the original version was more electronic and hip-hop oriented arrangement. It has an arrangement. And the remix is more, it's a roots sound with a lot of candombe drums and only brass instruments in the arrangement. So it's a kind of music that you can play on the street, walking, the Afro-Uruguayan people.
Yeah, I caught a couple candombe parade groups yesterday in the streets of Montevideo.
Yeah, it's a custom very, very deep in the, in Montevideo, especially.
I think the closest analogy for our American audience might be a more percussive version of Mardi Gras in New Orleans, with more influence on the percussion.
So we want to catch this atmosphere of candombe drums on the street and the remix only has candombe drums and brass instruments that you can take with you playing in the street, mm-hmm. walking. I like the version. It's, it shows something very Uruguayan.
Yes, well, this is the Candombe remix of Campos' Heartbreaks.
Something to do, I got someone to save, I got someone, I don't know, out of the blue, it's just another day, it's another day, everything alright. My brothers and sisters, I've made a misfit, I'm gonna stunt tonight, break the ice, another brick on the wall, step from the word, just said it's obscene to be naked forever, we sang it together, so hard to forget it, this isn't a breakthrough, it's just a warning. I'm addicted to heartbreaks, I'm addicted, addicted. I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks. Something to do, I got someone to save, I got someone, I don't know, out of the blue, it's just another day, it's another day, everything alright. I'm addicted to heartbreaks, I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks, I'm addicted to heartbreaks, I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks. A breakthrough, it's just a warning. I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks. Brothers and sisters, I've made a misfit. I'm gonna storm tonight, break the ice, another brick in the wall. Step from the word and just said it. Obscene to be naked forever. We sang it together. So hard to forget it. This isn't a breakthrough, it's just a warning.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and our special Uruguay episode. I am joined by the king of the Uruguay music scene, Juan Campodónico, veteran producer and incredible artist in his own right with the group Campo and also a member of Bajo Fondo, our favorite electro-tango group. Now, Juan recently produced the new album from one of Uruguay's biggest rock groups. They're called El Cuarteto de Nos. Astute listeners of the Latin Alternative have heard us play the song Hijo de Hernández quite a few times, but the group is back with a new album called Habla Tu Espejo. You know, Juan, I'd love to have you just talk a little bit about this group, because, you know, they're not that known in the United States, but the first time I saw their video, I was in Argentina. I actually naively thought they were an Argentine band. Mm-hmm. I just got obsessed with them. And honestly, having listened to the older material, I'll be honest, the albums that you didn't produce, I didn't enjoy as much. So I think you are sort of an integral extra member of the group. Tell us a little bit about the new album and this song that I chose, De Hielo. since it seemed a little stylistically different from what they've done in the past.
Yeah, the Yellow, it has a lot of funky disco elements. Mm-hmm. But what is a characteristic of this band is the composition, the writing mm-hmm. of Roberto Musso. Mm-hmm. Roberto is one of the beautiest lyricists mm-hmm. in Uruguayan music. If you can understand a little of Spanish, mm-hmm. You can appreciate
his lyrics.
Their style is really good. And the Yellow, it's a very tricky... it has a very tricky kind of lyric. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of play between words.
And some vocoder going on, too, on the
yeah, place. Yeah, yeah. It's a Daft Punk-influenced track with all the revival of the funky disco, vocoder, 70s mm-hmm. style. But it's El Cuarteto de Nos.
Yes.
With this flavor, mm-hmm. they have his own style, and it's based on the lyrics, and the songwriting is really particular. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
Well, then let's check this out. We're going to wrap up our adventure with Juan Campodónico. Juan, thank you so much for joining us today on the Latin Alternative. We are going to listen to De Hielo from Cuarteto de Nos, one of Uruguay's biggest rock groups, and it's off their latest album, Habla Tu Espejo.
Solo escarcha y nada más. Pero en medio de mi invierno me encontraron esos ojos que aún sin entenderlos me calientan poco a poco. No podía ver tal como quería ver, escondido atrás del vaho de mi aliento congelado. Pero ahora eso no lo estoy necesitando. Cada caricia y cada beso me salva y me va templando. Nostálgico, en medio del trópico un viento del Ártico. Y cuando esa voz cálida me susurra suavemente, desafiando a la química, mi sangre fría hierve. Cuando esa piel rozó una vez mi piel, la nieve que me cubría, ese calor la derretía. Y de ahí que ni sospecho que gracias a ese flechazo, el hielo que había en mi pecho se partió en mil pedazos. Transformar
el frío de este corazón en fuego que al igual que el hielo va a quemar.
Hi, my name is Juan Campodónico from Campo and Bajo Fondo, and you are listening to The Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, and if you're just joining us, this is our annual episode dedicated to the music of Uruguay, a country with only 3 million people, but I joke 300,000 rock bands. There are some incredible artists here, and we're very excited to be joined today by Ricky Musso. He was the guitarist in one of my favorite bands from Latin America, a group called Cuarteto de Nos, and a group that I ignorantly thought was from Argentina because I first saw one of your videos when I was on vacation in Argentina. I later discovered from Uruguay, and I'm very excited that you have a solo album. So first, I just want to say, Ricky, welcome to the Latin Alternative.
Thank you. It's very common to be first known in Argentina and then in Uruguay. Yet being Uruguayan, it's very difficult for us to play outside the country because we have no projections to outside. So Argentina is like the first step to take our music outside.
And by comparison for our American audience, I'd say that I guess it would be like an artist leaving Canada to come to the United States. Canada has about 10% of the population. Uruguay, kind of similar situation. I was curious when I first heard that you had a solo album, since I was a big fan of Cuarteto de Nos, I was very curious to listen. And I really enjoyed a song that we're going to play right now called Nuestro Aporte. You know, the melodies are great on this song. There's something I really... It stays in my head. Esta canción me encanta. So I was hoping you could just briefly tell us about this song, and then we're going to play it.
Yes, all the songs in this record were born at the same time. Music, lyrics, and arrangement and masterization mix everything at the same time. I started to record and without nothing previously done. So it was also a surprise for me how the songs were coming from the nothing to something.
So let's check this out. This is Ricky Musso and his observations originally from the kitchen and now into your ears. This is Nuestro Aporte from Ricky Musso, and he just released his first solo album. It's called Formidable or Formidable.
El óxido de zinc y la... plástico y a la pecticina en la tierra. Pintemos con rojo hace 40 y con amarillo 5 tartracina, que es nuestro aporte invalorable a la humanidad. Los hippies no persiguen, no quieren matar. Los indies no persiguen, no quieren matar. Los hippies no persiguen, no quieren matar. Los indies no persiguen, no quieren matar.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, our special episode dedicated to the music of Uruguay. We are joined today by Ricky Musso, who astute listeners of this show will recognize some of his music. He was the guitarist in Cuarteto de Nos, one of Uruguay's biggest rock bands, one of our favorite groups in recent years. Ricky has released a great solo album. We just heard the track Nuestro Aporte from his latest album Formidable, or Formidable. And another song, Ricky, that I really enjoyed on this record was La Estrella del Baile, or the star of the dance.
Yes, not exactly dance, because baile we call here to the discotheque.
Okay.
So it's a guy that goes to a discotheque and feels the king of the night. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that he isn't, and they sign at him and laugh about him. Mm-hmm. But he thinks they are smiling. Right. because he's mad. And there is a lot of people like that, I suppose, also in the States.
So this is a man who thinks he's quite a dancer, but other people don't necessarily.
Maybe in his family.
his mother thinks
her mother says, oh, you dance cute, so go and dance and take
so it's it's an ironic, ironico.
Yes, but he believes it's seriously so.
I think we all know people like that. So let's check this out. This is La Estrella del Baile, or the star of the dance, or at least in his own head. And this is from Ricky Musso's latest album, Formidable, or Formidable.
Yeah.
local y me gritaban imbécil, y el resto de la frase la perdí en el hormigón y se reían de alguien. Mañana vuelvo fresco para repetir mi show. Puedo ver la multitud abriéndome camino. Llego al fin y todos me comienzan a rodear.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and our spotlight on Uruguay's music scene. You know, there's certainly a lot of great lights in rock over here, a lot of alternative music, electronica, but there's actually some really great hip-hop going on, and I'm really pleased to be joined by an artist who stopped by last year to talk with us. His name is Santi Mostafa, and he's one of my favorite rappers in this country, and I want to say thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for the space.
You know, Santi, when we had you join us last year, I think you had just put out one album at that point, but you have a new record, and I've been enjoying it quite a bit. The album title is...
The album title is Pensamiento y Movimiento, which means thought and movement, which is quite like a premise of hip-hop, I think, as I see it.
One of the things that I feel like has been missing from American hip-hop for some time has been thought and movement.
Yes.
So I think one of the things I've enjoyed about your music, you know, for me, the hip-hop golden age in the United States was in the early to mid-1990s, groups like A Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul and The Roots. And, you know, I'm really, what I like about the production in your music is I can actually hear instruments, I hear bass lines. I'm curious to know, like, some of your hip-hop influences, and was that a conscious thing, you know, in terms of the music production on your record?
In this album, it was like, the music was very organic, and we had, it has to be recorded. It was, the beats were asking to have live instruments.
Right.
So that's the base we followed, let's say.
And I noticed on Facebook a few weeks ago, you had made a comment about the song in particular, that which is my favorite song on the album, Pienso e Después Existo. You called it probably the most experimental song you had done. And yet, of course, that winds up being my favorite one. It kind of reminded me a little bit also production-wise of Orishas from Cuba, one of our favorite hip-hop groups from Latin America. And I'm just curious, you know, lyrically, too. I feel like you have a lot going on. If you could just tell us a little bit about the song and then we'll play it.
I think it's somehow experimental because it's a love song and it's not common to hear about love in rap music. And, I try to not be, let's say, not put too much sugar to it, let's say, all right? I try to make it like sincere. I don't know how to say it, but well, saying what had to be said and that's it. And also, that's not very common in rap music, I think. Okay. To talk about love, it's not very common. Also, the instruments, I think it's quite experimental because we recorded piano, we recorded a double bass, we recorded a brass section, we recorded percussion, and that's not a regular hip-hop formation, of course. We had a programmed drum sequence, but then everything, besides that, everything was recorded. That's quite experimental, and it's a bit, I don't know if surprising is the word, but it's quite weird, because a lot of people told me that that they liked that song, and it's like somehow a pop song or something like that. But it is, I can say it is quite pop, it is quite easy to listen to, but also it's something that I had never done. It's like a whole experiment for me, something really new.
Well, let's take a listen to some experimental Uruguayan hip-hop. This is Pienso Después Existo. Our special guest today has been Santi Mostafa. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for the space. Thank you for showing the music to the people, and long live hip-hop.
La de amor. Dice, va. Supongo que esto ya te lo dijeron, pero hay piropos que saben hasta los ceniceros. Hay pares de piernas que rajan el suelo, caminan y casi que levantan vuelo. ¿Qué te voy a contar de los primeros? Nada que no sepan las segundas, yo el tercero. Con la ñata en la vidriera, el chiquilín te miraba de afuera. Y si escuchaste tanta mierda de Arjona, no vayas a creerte los cuentos de hadas. Nena, cuerpo caga, cuerpo pide revolcada. Y si ese cuerpazo pide, no lo para nada. Y si no pide, este pibe pincha carnada y tira de vuelta. El karma ya se va a encargar de nuestras cuentas. No te calientes, si ya sabes que amor no se come, amor no paga la renta. No, lamentablemente, uno de los dos se iba a enamorar, como pasa siempre. Pero no te preocupes, la vida enseña karate y me hace fuerte. Vos solo deseame suerte, que si el corazón late, nada es disparate. Respetame, respetate, y si tenés que irte, andate. Si el corazón late, nada es disparate. Respetame, respetate, y si tenés que irte, andate. Que yo pienso, después existo. Eran mariposas, eran polillas en el estómago, lo que sentí. Celos, frenesí, por eso te vi, cedí, pedí, no vi, seguí. Mira mi Rocket Queen, yo a veces soy un gil, pero nunca soy un gurí. Soy un warrior y no bajo la guardia. Entrenando, mucho menos en el ring, lobby a battlefield. Y no, no voy a hacerme cargo de tus exnovios. Que quería clavarte era obvio, vos qué pretendías de mí. ¿Qué? Si querés huir, seguí, morí. O con tus amigas, mátenme a mí. Táchenme, guámenme, que antes que posa busco manager. Antes que manager, una rima que me despeine. Antes que una rima busco un par de tetas. Y así sucesivamente, nuevamente. Uno de los dos no se iba a enamorar, como pasa siempre. Lamentablemente tuve esa suerte, así que te mando besos de todos los colores. ¿Quién te dice? Quizá la vida de vuelta nos cruce, que si el corazón late, nada es disparate. Respetame, respetate, y si tenés que irte, andate. Si el corazón late, nada es disparate. Respetame, respetate, y si tenés que irte, andate. Que yo siento, después pienso, después existo. Está todo listo, no digo nada que no te haya dicho ya.
If you like what you've been hearing, we hope you'll join us on either Facebook or Twitter. You can find The Latin Alternative on Facebook by searching for The Latin Alternative. And on Twitter, our ID is LatinAlt. I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.